Hey, what's going on, all? This is Anand Bhatt, and you are listening to another podcast episode. It's really interesting. It's super cool. I hope you dig it.
Anand Bhatt,
the first Indian American.
Anand Bhatt is a musician and activist who was named one of the top five Indian Americans.
Top superstar, Anand Bhatt.
That is coconut water from our guest, Anand Bhatt.
El cantautor Anand Bhatt, quien ha sido el primer hindú americano considerado para un Grammy Latino.
Chicago musician Anand Bhatt.
Anand Bhatt. He is the first Indian American music artist to be inducted into the Latin Grammys.
The Latin Grammys were awesome.
Quite a unique musician and artist, Anand Bhatt.
Made my Latin Grammy week and dropped off in that house.
Very unique. The first Indian American.
Come weekend night, the Metro or the Vic Theater in downtown Chicago rock to the latest grooves. And Anand Bhatt, more often than not, was in the middle of the action.
Anand Bhatt.
Anand Bhatt.
When it comes to incorporating neutral grip pull-ups into my workout routine, the last thing I want is to compromise my wrist health. Over time, I've found a simple yet effective solution to protect my wrists during these exercises. Wraps. Wrapping my wrists before engaging in neutral grip pull-ups has become a game changer in terms of comfort and injury prevention. Neutral grip pull-ups, where your palms face each other, offer a unique challenge and target different muscle groups. However, this grip can sometimes put additional stress on the wrists, especially if done frequently or with added weight. That's where the wraps come in handy. They provide that extra layer of support, mitigating strain, and reducing the risk of discomfort or injury. The wraps I use are made from a combination of elastic and durable materials, offering both flexibility and stability. The elastic nature allows for a snug fit, ensuring that my wrists receive the necessary support without feeling overly constricted. This is particularly crucial during pull-ups, where a balance between freedom of movement and structural support is essential. Putting on the wraps has become a routine part of my pre-workout ritual. The process is straightforward: a few loops around each wrist, making sure the wraps sit comfortably and securely. Once they're in place, I feel a noticeable difference. The wraps provide a sense of compression that helps stabilize the wrist joint, minimizing any unnecessary movement during the pull-up motion. What I appreciate most about using wraps is their versatility. Whether I'm doing bodyweight neutral grip pull-ups or incorporating additional weights, the wraps adapt to the intensity of the workout. They offer a consistent level of support, allowing me to focus on the exercise itself rather than worrying about potential discomfort in my wrists. The decision to use wraps wasn't just about addressing existing discomfort. It was a proactive measure to ensure the longevity of my wrist health. Over time, I've noticed a reduction in post-workout soreness and an overall improvement in how my wrists feel during and after neutral grip pull-ups. It's a small adjustment that has had a significant impact on the quality and sustainability of my workouts.
What is going on, all? Check what came in. These are the Rubber Bandits. Even though I'm one-handed, I want to demo these. Well, for a couple of reasons, I can't really demo these right now. Because one, it is deloading week. And two, I need a hand free to shoot this. But first of all, how cool is it that it matches the decor of my gym exactly, automatically? All right, so number one, these, out of everything I own, were the absolute easiest to assemble. Seriously, I may have a pull-up bar that was somewhat, it comes in second place. But these, I mean, it was less than less than a minute and a half. I'm not kidding you, from unboxing to assembling it and being ready to use it. So prior to, I was kind of using these for my tricep dips, and they're a little too low to the floor, as you can see. This is going to be great because this is going to also can also simulate an incline bench via a push-up. I mean, there's all sorts of cool things I can do with this, and they're super sturdy. I'm really impressed, like all around really impressed, the versatility of what I can do with these is awesome. Like this is so cool. And to the point where now that I know they're so easy to assemble too, I might actually now take them apart and stick them in my bag and travel with them. Take them everywhere I go. Cause I think this is going to, the convenience factor coupled with the functionality is going to be a game changer for me. This is really cool.
The Cop. How about this? Two new Kickstarter projects that I found this week. Our new segment. What's interesting in Kickstarter? Because everyone's so into that. I don't know.
No, that's great.
So the Vatican is introducing their e-rosary bracelet.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's literally a rosary. You wear it around your wrist. It has a cross in the, you know, sort of as the main piece of jewelry. And it's designed to remind Catholics to pray, like how often and whatever. And when you're doing your prayers, you just do a little sign of the cross on the crucifix that's on this little rosary wristband. And it uploads, oh, you remembered to think of Jesus at this moment.
That's serious merch.
Terrifying. It's actually, yeah.
Punish the ones that don't pray.
It's a guilting thing for sure. And at the same time, the Vatican's decided to go high tech.
Or guilt merch, guilt swag.
Yeah. Who needs an Apple Watch when you can get a Vatican sanctioned rosary, an e-rosary?
Yeah, with a crucifix shaped stylus.
And then last week we didn't talk about the this thing called a PhonoCut that we found. It looks like a record player, but it actually makes your own vinyl record.
But how is it makes awesome. New vinyl records? Is that what it's doing?
Yeah, you get blanks. And it actually takes your audio and cuts a real playable phonograph record.
What I would not do for a time machine to the 80s.
Okay, yeah. So there's this thing that happens in Toronto every month called Turning Point. It's a hardcore vinyl night at a place called The Garrison on Dundas. I went last night. And it's the two DJs are these guys that actually hear, you know, they research, not through the internet, well, I guess through the internet, now, but when they started it 10 years ago, they would hear about this small village in Central Africa that had these three guys that were pressing records in their basement for the surrounding townships of music, and they were recording people and stuff like that. So on all of these rumors, these guys head across the world to try and find these dudes who have exactly that kind of equipment and used to press the stuff in their own basement. Then they gather all these awesome records that at any point you can hold your phone up in that room and Shazam what's playing, and it will say, I'm sorry, there's no match. All the time. It's a great night. And it happens once a month.
Yeah, take me with you. We'll interview you.
Yeah, but the visual of people in their basement pressing out records is really awesome to me.
Wow.
And does Kayla know what records are?
Yeah. I bought my mom a record player for her birthday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it shaped like something interesting, or is it just like a straight up?
It looks like a
Fisher Price.
It looks like a briefcase.
Cool.
Yeah.
In a furniture assembly place that I was in yesterday, I saw, and I really don't want to say this yet because I don't want someone to buy it from under me, but there's an R2 unit hot air popcorn maker. It stands about a foot and a half tall, and it sits on your kitchen counter. And when you take the dome off of his head and invert it, it's the popcorn bowl.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's cool.
That's got to be on my Christmas list, along with a wrist rosary.
So find out who makes
it. You got to get a wrist rosary.
Okay,
I got a million questions about wrist rosary. So, like, is it uploading their counts to the Vatican? Are there?
Let me pull up the.
I mean, do they get like free magazines if they collect 1,000?
I don't even. Yeah, I don't know what the benefit is.
You don't collect. You don't collect likes. You collect genuflects.
Yes. You get.
genuflect.
Let's see. Six. Okay, so here are the specs. Six axis internal sensing, Bluetooth 5, IP67 water and dust resistance, wireless charging, 15 amp hour lithium ion battery, and 10 black agate beads and 11 hermitite beads. I have no idea why that matters. So it's like basically it has all the technology of a smartphone. It says, once the prayer begins, the smart rosary uses the user's progress throughout the different mysteries and keeps track of each rosary completed. See, the problem for me is I don't even know anything about rosaries. Like, I'm a Jew.
It's basically a religious cock ring. it's more flexible, as you know, the new Pope is.
Wait, so they didn't even give them enough beads? How many beads? So they gave a total of what, 22 beads? What is it? I thought a Catholic needs like 54 beads, right?
I don't know.
A Hindu needs 108, and a Buddhist needs 108. I'm going to look this up.
You see, now we're all... That's right. We'll just put the show on hold. We'll come back to you guys who are listening in a few minutes when we figure this out.
It says...
How many rosary beads?
Oh, there it is. There it is. Vatican launches. It's 99 pounds, dude.
I have three people talking at the same time.
It's 150 bucks. It looks gorgeous.
It's got only 21 beads.
Catholic rosary only comes in groups of 10. They're called decades, separated by larger beads, different shape or feel. The idea is you can feel the tactile difference while advancing along the chain without breaking your concentration. To me, that's cheating.
To me, that's a cock ring.
It looks like a cock ring. It looks like a cock ring with a fucking cross on it.
And by cock, I mean chicken, like rooster. Like, yeah,
of course.
We don't have to bleep that out. No, that thing looks like a memory stick. And interestingly enough, the only image that came up on mine is a Photoshoppable image. Like it has no background. What are those called? Where the background's been removed.
Oh, like a transparent PNG or something?
PNG, that's it. Transparent file. So I can put this rosary on anybody that I want. Awesome.
There you go.
And on anywhere, on anybody, frankly. Ah. It does look like a memory. All right, that's it. I'm going to the bathroom.
And while we were talking about this, the millennial went upstairs.
Will it work as a cock ring? And do you still get those uploaded points if you use it as a cock ring?
You'd have to double twist it like you do with an elastic band.
You would.
You know what I mean? Well, unless I would. Definitely. Probably three times. Yeah, McDog says, smiling. All right, let's whip it out. Let's see, Mr. Cock ring. He's coming back. He might actually do it. Something's going on. What's going on?
Is Kayla still out of the room?
No,
oh,
I'm
he's
still,
unzipping
I'm back.
His fly. Oh,
what is going
it's on the table. Good God.
That's it what is, all women say.
It's wow. Yeah, I've never seen anything like it before. He's an crazy. Incredible man.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you're getting a lot of Catholic rosary points with that thing then.
Yeah.
Yeah. She says, okay, so Kayla can't talk. Kayla can't talk because her mouth is full, but not for the reasons that you might think. You're listening to on Podacity Media. This show is not intended to have a point and should not be considered legitimate medical, financial, psychological, or sexual advice. Listen at your own risk.